I like that. Picked up this numb serpent of a metaphor and cherished it to his bosom. I like that expression. Before Ernest could well crawl, he was taught to kneel. Before he could well speak, he was taught to lisp the Lord's Prayer and the General Confession. How was it possible that these things could be taught too early? If his attention flagged or his memory failed him, here was an ill weed which would grow apace unless it was plucked out immediately. And the only way to pluck it out was to whip him or shut him up in a cupboard or dock him of some of the small pleasures of childhood. Before he was 3 years old, he could read and, after a fashion, write. Before he was 4, he was learning Latin and could do rule of 3 sums. As for the child himself, I love my comment. I love that well before Alice. He was clearly distinguishing between the true self and the false self. Continuing, as for the child himself, he was naturally of an even temper. He doted upon his nurse, and I think his nurse saved him. I do. He doted, and I think that's true of a lot of these folk from that who have been recipients of this training from that class. I hate that word, but you know what I mean, the elite. He was naturally of an even temper. He doted upon his nurse, on kittens and puppies, and on all things that would do him the kindness of allowing him to be fond of them. He was fond of his mother, too, but as regards his father, he has told me in later life he could remember no feeling but fear and shrinking. Christina did not remonstrate with Theobald concerning the severity of the tasks imposed upon their boy, nor yet as to the continual whippings that were found necessary at lesson times. Indeed, when, during any absence of Theobald's, the lessons were entrusted to her, she found, to her sorrow, that it was the only thing to do. And she did it no less effectually than Theobald himself. Nevertheless, she was fond of her boy, which Theobald never was. And it was long before she could destroy all affection for herself in the mind of her firstborn. But she persevered. Truly, Mrs. Theobald loved her child according to her lights with an exceeding great fondness, but the dreams she had dreamed in her sleep were sober realities in comparison with those she indulged in while awake. And unfortunately, I think I have to end it there. We'll have to continue this section of The Way of All Flesh, and apologies for not getting to Alice herself or much of Alice herself. But next week, as always, much, much thanks, gratitude to you for taking the time to think about these issues. And until next week, peace.